You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. School district leaders across Wisconsin are trying to figure out what to do after the Trump administration cut $16 million meant for healthier school meals. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced more than $1 billion in funding last year for two programs that help schools, child care centers, and food banks buy locally sourced food. Caitlin Taurinen heads the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin. She says schools have roughly $2 per kid to spend on school lunches, and that federal money helped bridge the gap in their slim budgets and partner with local producers.
It's hard for us to do that with the budget that we have. And not only is it hurting the students and the schools that are consuming this food, but it's really making a huge impact on our farmers.
Stacy Nelson is the director of food nutrition services for the Menominee School District. She says that federal money helped them move away from big box foods and give kids more nutritious options from local farmers.
Continuing to pull programs that are meant as a support to those kids isn't going to make America healthy again, which is what we keep saying we're trying to do.
Senator Tammy Baldwin has demanded the USDA restore that funding. Leaders in the Trump administration say cutting it is curbing government waste. Meanwhile, Wisconsin has joined another lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time directly tied to education funding. Earlier this month, the Federal Department of Education told state leaders that schools must get rid of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs or risk losing their funding. That loss would be catastrophic, according to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. He's now one of 19 attorneys general across the country suing the federal government over that threat. Call said the administration's demands were vague and unlawful. Lawmakers are holding roundtable discussions to hear from the community about how federal cuts are impacting them here in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale takes us to one of those listening sessions in Richland Center.
Senator Brad Pfaff heard a lot of fear.
Comments that were shared by the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center team. And when they talk about the concern and outright fear that some of our elderly members in our communities are experiencing right now because they continue to hear about potential cuts to Medicaid as well as to Social Security.
When it comes to Head Start, representatives stated that no one seems to know what's going on. The response they hear is, don't call us, we'll call you.
It's important that we all recognize that we want our children to get a good head start, and especially early childhood education is so very important.
Senator Sarah Kieski said that people are really concerned and anxious, wondering what's going to happen next.
There are consequences to these decisions that are having ripple out effects that are beyond what had been considered and are now going to be affecting more and more people, creating more and more damage, and therefore we'll also have more things that we'll ultimately have to fix or pay for or address down the road.
Perhaps the best advice for all of us came from Roxanne Kluberantz-Gerber.
The biggest thing that you can do right now is reach out to those federal legislators, not just once,
yes,
not just twice, consistently, daily, weekly. Make sure that your voices are heard. Continue to flood their emails, their voicemails with your concerns. If we stop, if you do a one and done, they're going to think it doesn't matter anymore.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks, feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Demi Moore says aging is a gift and very different from being old. The Hollywood Reporter says the Substance actress says she prefers her current age to being 21, saying as good as 21 may sound, it was torture. The Oscar-nominated actress praised Oscar winner Anora's Mikey Madison, saying she gave a phenomenal performance. She also says that she has much more work to do and would love to be back on the Oscar stage. Also from The Hollywood Reporter, and speaking of Substance, Margaret Qualley has a new comedy that she's just learned will hit theaters this summer. Focus Features' Honey Don't also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans and is directed by Ethan Coen. Qualley plays a small-town private investigator who looks into the deaths at a church. Honey Don't will hit theaters August 22nd. Two Hollywood movers and shakers are about to get even busier as they team up for a new psychological thriller. American Hostage is a new series from MGM Plus and will star John Hamm, and Sean Ryan will executive produce. The show is set in the 70s and follows Hamm's character, who is a reporter forced to interview a hostage taker in the middle of a crisis. Hamm is currently starring in Your Friends and Neighbors, and Ryan recently executive produced and wrote The Night Agent. Pamela Anderson's recent film, The Last Showgirl, brought her critical praise and some Oscar buzz, but it did not result in a nomination. Not sure if it's a snub or not, but according to the New York Post, it motivated the Baywatch actress to retaliate by moving to Massachusetts to do theater. Anderson will star in Tennessee Williams' Camino Real this coming summer. Anderson made her Broadway debut in Chicago in 2022. After a recent video with Chris Martin, Dick Van Dyke's popularity is on the rise yet again. A few months ago, Van Dyke sang All My Love while talking about his life with the Coldplay frontman. The video warmed our hearts for sure, but now Van Dyke is back at it. At a recent gathering in Malibu, he wowed attendees with a rendition of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, a song he famously sang in Mary Poppins in 1964. Despite it being a complicated song, he didn't miss a single word or make one mistake. Oh yeah, Dick Van Dyke is 99. The newest Hunger Games installment has found its two lead actors. Deadline.com reports that Joseph Zada will play the role of Haymitch Abernathy, and Whitney Peak will play Haymitch's girlfriend, Lenore Dove Baird. Haymitch is the younger version of Woody Harrelson's character. The Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping is expected to hit theaters in November of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.